Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Belgium dominated the United States 4-1 in their World Cup round of 16 matchup in Seattle. Malik Tillman scored a free kick goal in the 31st minute to briefly tie the game at 1-1. Belgium quickly scored in the 33rd minute. By late first half, it was a 10-1 advantage for the visitors in Seattle. And American star Flo Balogun did play. Spain in Dallas eliminated Portugal 1-0 on a goal in the 91st minute. Spain has posted 5 straight shutouts in this tournament. The Sacramento Kings waived DeMar DeRozan. Rui Hachimura is signing with the Clippers. WNBA wins for Connecticut, Golden State, and Seattle, which was 5-17 but won at LA 82-64. In baseball, the Yankees won 5-1 at Tampa Bay. The Mets came back for a 10-inning win at Atlanta 7-6. Washington 12-11 over Houston wins for the Giants and Arizona.
The Red Scooter Deli with 2 locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
2 professionals reviewing every detail.
2 voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work,
so nothing gets missed.
1 mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off, 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles reports record attendance for 4th of July celebration. Heat advisory for San Luis Obispo County this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 90s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The city of Paso Robles' 4th of July celebration brought in record attendance for America's 250th birthday. The city says they estimate about 10 to 12,000 residents and visitors gathered at Barney Schwartz Park, up from previous years when higher estimates were close to just 10,000. The city thanks cooler weather and the significance of America's 250th anniversary for the increased attendance. Although there was light rain when the fireworks show concluded, the weather held long enough for most attendees to enjoy the celebration and make their way to vehicles before real showers began. City says the event concluded with no major safety incidents. The Grover Beach Police Department said they responded to fewer illegal fireworks calls on the 4th of July than in previous years. The police department said there were no major incidents in the city, although officers did have to issue 10 citations for illegal fireworks use. The Grover Beach City Council revised the city's fine for violations, issuing $1,000 in fines for 1 to 10 fireworks violations, which would then increase to $3,000 and $5,000 for more violations. Heat advisory issued for San Luis Obispo County this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A heat advisory for San Luis Obispo County has been issued as warmer temperatures are forecast for this week. The advisory will be in effect from 10 this morning to 8 p.m. on Friday. The warmest temperatures are expected Wednesday and Thursday afternoon, with a very modest cool down on Friday. There's a high risk for heat illnesses for sensitive populations, including the young and the old, and those active outdoors. Remember to drink plenty of fluids, stay in air-conditioned rooms, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. The City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo are excited to announce that tickets are now on sale for their 13th annual Brew at the Zoo. The annual fundraiser features a variety of craft beer, wine, cider, seltzer, and distilled spirits with an exclusive evening at the Central Coast Zoo. The event will be held Saturday, September 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy entertainment from Andrew Sedley, Jazz Trio, and the Vibe Setters. Also at the zoo will be games, a costume contest, a hula hoop dance contest, and more. Tickets are $45 per person. Designated driver tickets are $15 per person. Non-alcoholic beverages will also be available at the event from food vendors. Central Coast Zoo is one of 240 institutions accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, home to nearly 65 species of animals. Summer concert series for Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton will continue this week. For Templeton Park, this Wednesday's entertainment will feature the Molly Ringwald Project, playing 80s rock and dance music. On Thursday for Paso Robles, Michelle Lambert will be in the downtown City Park playing pop music. And in Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series, this Saturday will be Ghost Monster with feel-good rock from all eras. All concerts are free to attend. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 8-7, the Giants over the Blue Jays 10-1, the Diamondbacks shut out the Padres 8-0, the Yankees beat the Rays 5-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Blue Jays, the Dodgers will go against the Rockies, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Athletics will face the Tigers, the Yankees will go against the Rays. In California news, GOP candidate for California Governor Steve Hilton has urged the federal government to stay out of the state's way in preventing California's efforts to prevent AT&T from ending landline services to some customers. The FCC's actions in June advanced the company's plans to end the service, which drew backlash and objection from California regulators. Hilton supported the state's efforts in a letter to FCC Chair Brendan Carr on Monday. Private prison company CoreCivic has sold two of its largest immigration detention facilities in California to the Department of Homeland Security. The company announced the $1.5 billion deal on Monday. CoreCivic said they expect to continue running the day-to-day operations of both facilities under existing contracts with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. 32-year-old Kesley Fendler, a Grand Canyon River rafting guide, has become the first U.S. woman to row solo from California to Hawaii. She launched from Monterey on May 21st and arrived into a harbor in Honolulu on July 3rd. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farmers invest in new technology with the goal of improving how their operations run. But those tools can't drive growth if they're not put into the hands of people responsible for change. Patrick Smith, founder of AgTech AI software Uxrow, says getting the most value from farm technologies like AI starts with giving the right people both the tools and the authority to make changes.
It's not just the tool. The tool, whether it's what we're building in Uxrow or anything else that a farmer may use, a tool on its own has limited value. There's also the change management component and the, you know, knowledge of how to get the most value out of that tool, whatever it is. And so the key unlock for us there was, I would say, kind of matching the tool with the change management and then giving a person in the organization the responsibility and the authority to change the way that we do things.
Smith said they identified $1.3 million in operational waste through properly implementing Uxrow on his own operation.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
Livestock producers, Western Video Markets big summer sale is July 13th through the 15th. Broadcast live from the Silver Legacy Casino Resort in Reno, Nevada. Don't miss three exciting days featuring more than 110,000 head of feeder cattle, nearly 6,000 feeder lambs, and approximately 2,000 head of breeding stock, including the complete fall calving Faith Ranch dispersion out of Central California. Watch the sale live, view the catalog, or register as a buyer today at WVMCattle.com.
I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Third-generation oil field worker Ricky Bird discussed California's energy policies in his new documentary, Kern Oil. Bird spent his career working in Kern County's oil fields and was inspired by his father's inability to find work before his death in 2022 to make his documentary. Bird's documentary challenges the perception that importing foreign oil provides environmental benefits and focuses on Kern County's oil industry as its economic backbone. Bird argued that California's oil producers operate under strict environmental regulations, while importing oil from overseas can create additional emissions. For California agriculture, Bird noted that reliable and affordable energy is closely tied to the cost of farming, transportation, manufacturing, and food production. and believes discussion about the state's future should include economic impacts on rural communities and industries that depend on petroleum every day. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 90s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, low 50s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s. Northwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Upper 90s Thursday, low 90s Friday, upper 80s on Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, low 90s on Monday, 92 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The NASDAQ is being dragged down today. Investors are again questioning the artificial intelligence rally despite Samsung's strong earnings forecast. Also, a report says China's DeepSeek is making its own artificial intelligence chip. Just because crude oil prices have moderated doesn't mean you'll be getting a break on airfares for your next trip. Jet fuel prices are down 40% from the peak back in April. Analysts tell the Wall Street Journal they expect airfares to remain near current levels because demand is holding up and the Spirit Airlines bankruptcy reduced available flights. More versions of food and snacks are coming to respond to customers on GLP-1 weight loss drugs. Nestle says its chefs are now working on those changes. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Who's got the best breakfast around? A recent survey says it's a three-way tie between Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Who took the survey? People with great taste who like food that tastes great. By the way, their lunches are great too. Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. Thank you, fellow Americans.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
The Blueprinter and Graphics in Paso Robles, not only construction drawings and blueprints, but they specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much, much more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamlin. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Over the next couple of days, we'll hear the story of a raid on a wagon train by some Kiowa Indians, how they were caught, tried, and what followed. Incidentally, it's one of the most unique stories in the history of the Indian-White conflict. In 1861, the Kiowa, on a reservation in Texas, were told they couldn't leave the reservation even to hunt. In May of that year, Kiowa chiefs White Bear and Big Tree, with some warriors, raided a wagon train, killing seven men. Interestingly, they had previously passed up a similar wagon train that, unknown to them, had contained their nemesis, General William Tecumseh Sherman. A week later, White Bear and Big Tree were at the agency when they were asked about the raid. White Bear freely admitted being on the raid. He said that the Kiowa got tired of asking for arms and ammunition, and they decided to get some. The stunned Indian agent notified the military. White Bear, Big Tree, and another Indian, Sitting Bear, were arrested. On the trip to Jacksboro, Texas, Sitting Bear gnawed on one of his hands until it was small enough to pull out of a handcuff and attack the soldiers. He was able to die like a warrior rather than a dog's death at the end of a rope. On July 5, 1871, the trial of White Bear and Big Tree took place. The trial was controversial. This was the first time Indians, a ward of the federal government, had been tried in a state court. The jury was comprised of cowboys who were determined to make examples of the two Indians. White Bear told the court that if he were hanged, it would be like a spark on the prairie. It would make a big fire, a terrible fire. The next time we're together, we'll see how Big Bear's speech affected the jury. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Pastor Robles office, 805-369-2000.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by Story Turbine and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The City of Atascadero and Central Coast Zoo are excited to announce that tickets are now on sale for their 13th annual Brew at the Zoo. The annual fundraiser features a variety of craft beer, wine, cider, seltzer, and distilled spirits with an exclusive evening at the Central Coast Zoo. Tickets are $45 per person and $15 for designated drivers. A heat advisory for San Luis Obispo County has been issued as warmer temperatures are forecast for this week. The heat advisory will be in effect from 10 this morning till 8 p.m. on Friday. The warmest temperatures are expected Wednesday and Thursday afternoon with a very modest cool down on Friday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 90s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The military band playing, featuring a 21-gun salute when President Trump arrived at the presidential compound in Turkey. President Trump and President Erdogan holding court, a major topic, F-35 U.S. fighter jets.
We have a better relationship with Turkey, and Turkey's been in many ways much more loyal than other countries that we think would be loyal. So, yeah, it's something certainly we would consider. It's a great plane.
Yeah, so the big meeting with NATO allies.
Other issues looming over the summit, the future of U.S. forces in Europe, Ukraine, also Iran.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Turkey. Prince Harry and other celebrities losing a final lawsuit with British tabloids. Judge finds he did not prove his privacy invasion claims against the publisher of the Daily Mail. America's listening to Fox News.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom.
When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in the Tascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
It's time to play. Paso Robles Golf Club is North County's best golf course as voted by you. Play the best conditioned course on the Central Coast. Visit the Paso Robles Golf Shop and upgrade your game with new gear, clubs, grips, and repairs. Take a lesson or join the Sip and Swing Clinics. Play the weekly nine-hole games. Monday Shamble and Thursday Scramble. Don't miss the monthly co-ed tournaments. Finish your round at Deeds Bar and Grill. There's no place like it. Paso Robles Golf Club on Country Club Drive in Paso Robles.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine today. Highs in the low 90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. And for your Wednesday, we will be in the upper 90s. Same on Thursday. Friday, low 90s. Saturday, upper 80s. Sunday, mid 80s. Upper 80s Monday. Low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:54 a.m., 8:22 p.m., we are at 57. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and, of course, the doors. Coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters, Barry will have on first nuclear physicist James Walker, CEO of Nano Nuclear Energy, what next-generation micro-reactors may be the answer to creating carbon-free energy. And then Mr. Greg Haskin, executive director of CoLab. More nonsense and lawsuits here in the county. You will find out about that this afternoon and more. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. As we're ready for freedom of speech, which is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing 24/7, they'll be there. All righty. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL.
Please lock me away. Don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Okay, on the text it is, let's see here, for a generation to be trusting the government more means there is a lot more poor parenting going on. Well, of course, but you also must take into consideration this generation and the generation before, and maybe even the generation. I'll go back decades. They're used to this. They're used to the government doing things for them. And they're trusting because they haven't been taught how. So that's where their trust is, in the government. And yes, that is poor parenting. It is poor parenting.
So maybe some thoughts. Okay, so I mentioned earlier today about the ramifications of this socialistic Trump accounts and giving every baby born in the United States $1,000. Okay, and I also mentioned that foster care, the agencies will be able to do this as well for the kids they have. We've seen what a good job, and I'm not making accusations entirely, but we've seen how government agencies have abused the system with fraud and so forth and so on. So they will have access to the accounts, these agencies, of their foster care kids. And as I said in the 6 o'clock hour, what could possibly go wrong with that? All right, and so if you are an American citizen and you are working overseas, you are required to file taxes. Okay. So the ones that drop their kid here and then the next day they go back to another country, the kid's an American citizen. Don't know how the United States government is going to be able to regulate that and get money. But here's something else. Somebody sent this in, and thank you for doing so. The presidential eligibility clause in the Constitution, which states no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have obtained to the age of 35 years and have been and been 14 years a resident within the United States. So, what does that mean? For example, on this recent decision from the United States Supreme Court, China can send a pregnant woman to the United States to give birth to her child, thus fulfilling the first requirement. Bring them back to China and raise them, instilling China's beliefs, then move back to the United States at the age of 21, fulfilling the second requirement, 35, 14, 21. Then at 35, fulfilling the third requirement, allowing them to run for president. All of the constitutional requirements would have been met. It goes on to say here, tell me that some country will not try to take advantage of this. Well, again, I brought this up last week because Alexeyev used to tell us, Khrushchev warned us from within, and that these other countries will use our constitution to ruin us. Now, Alex said that about 15 years ago, maybe even more. And it was something to think about then, but we're lax. Well, it'll never go on. It'll never happen. It's chilling. Let's see here. I don't see anything on this. I got something. What is a natural-born citizen? There's nothing on this. So, anyway, perhaps some thoughts. Also, some thoughts on this. Your Assemblywoman, Dawn Addis, she has a bill to bar people on the sex offender registry from running for office, with the exception of some pedophiles. Now, that bill moved forward. Now, a similar bill that did not include protections for pedophiles failed in committee. Now, current law prohibits anyone convicted of a felony involving bribery, embezzlement of public money, extortion, or theft of public money, or perjury to run for office. At the same time, rapists, child molesters, and human traffickers are permitted to hold office. Okay. Now, in response to convicted sex offenders running for city councils and school boards, there was one, it was over there in Fresno, an assemblywoman, Democrat from Fresno, wrote AB 253, which sought to ban people convicted of sexual assault and sex trafficking from running for office. Now, not too long ago, the assembly voted in favor of another bill, 2753. So anyway, this one, the Attis bill, AB 2961, seeks to bar registered sex offenders from running for office, primarily when the victims were adults at the time of the offense. And anyway, the amended bill is moving forward. Right now, a registered sex offender can run for school board in California. The Senate killed it in committee and advanced a different bill, carving out an exception. Election. Dawn Attis. Look it up. I'm sure that Karen will have more on this as we get a little bit closer. So let's see here. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof and where in the state they reside. Not sure what this is pertaining to. Perhaps it is the requirements to run for president. All right, let's see here. What do Americans, and all Americans love a lot of things, a lot of things. We like our food, obviously. We like our entertainment. We like our free time. We like a lot of things because there's a lot of things that are offered here in the United States of America and some to excess. But we love cars. We love cars. Now, Chris, I have a trivia question for you.
Oh, boy, is it about cars?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Let's see here. Where did I see this? It was just here. I just had it here. Anyway, let's see. Okay, it has to do with let's see here. First, to record. Okay, so what do you think the average monthly car payment is for a new vehicle?
For a new vehicle?
Yeah.
Average monthly payment?
Mm-hmm.
$1,500.
No, you're high.
Okay. Well, that's, I guess, a relief to hear.
A new report found that the average monthly payment for a new car vehicle rose from a year ago to a record $770 a month.
Wow, that was really high. Yeesh.
That is. Lease payments on new vehicles are at 619. Used car payments, on average, the monthly payment is $531. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And again, something that can take into consideration, ladies and gentlemen, because I will tie this in. You have potential taxes, more taxes coming your way with your health premiums, with the SLOCOG and the Paso Robles School District looking for $400 million. And all these payments, and then you have the phone issue. So there are a lot of things out there to consider on where you want to give your money to. Or, in some cases, not give your money to, have it taken from you. Or, if you vote the wrong way, you are then willing to give for that. That's simple. The emergency alert test just went on. Did you get anyone? No, they do that, and what they do in some instances, and again, I kind of made a little bit of an issue, not an issue, but brought it up yesterday, I think. We have mandatory, or we get these weekly or monthly, well, we do get weekly and monthly alert tests. For those of you, they were the old EBS test, the emergency broadcast. This is the test, blah, 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 blah. Should there be, further, whatever. But they come down automatically. We have absolutely no control. And what has happened, as far as I am concerned, that they do this. My guess, this one was probably for a heat warning. I'm just guessing. I didn't see it because the emergency, it does print out. It shows up, again, through technology, and it'll show up on my email. Usually it ends up in my spam folder, but I check my spam folder regularly. And it'll be, what time the test was, and there may be a little message on it. So that is probably what this one, if it's coming this early in the morning, unless it was something real serious, but they can also, at the point, they can overtake what's going out on the air as well. So they just do these little alerts, but I'm going to make a judgment, but I may be wrong on this, that, you know, we get these quite often, and I laugh most of the time because it's going to be 95 degrees, so the county is going to send us an alert, a heat alert. All right, it's summertime in Paso Robles. This is an alert. Maybe I am too casual about it, but Chris reported on, the news this morning, we're going to be having this and stuff, and, you know, stay cool, do all these other type of things, which, again, my assumption is that you probably learn this by the time you're 10 years old. But, all right. If it helps, you know, Jack O'Connell saying if it helps one, well, what the heck. But anyway, thanks for that. Yeah, we get them. And the thing about this, and this goes back many years, I don't know how many of you remember a guy that had a radio show here in the county. He was quite the character, and I mean that in a very positive way, Bill Benica. And we went down to a meeting in St. Louis, a bunch of us. Not only Bill Benica, myself, some other radio stations, and our current engineer, Bill Bordeaux. And we had to sit there and listen to this hogwash of a meeting with the people from the county on, you know, the emergency situation. And I just remember Bill Benica exploding. And again, I was on his side, basically saying to these people, you know, again, these government agencies, you don't know what the hell to do. You can't even do a basic report because everything now is, you know, recorded and so forth and so on. And there's been, well, not as many, but there used to be quite a few hiccups with the county sending us stuff. And just when they would overtake it, and again, the technology has changed, so it doesn't happen anymore. But these people would babble through the reports, and they sounded like morons. But they wanted to have control of it, and now there's no choice. Radio stations don't have any choice regarding that. But I can still see Benica in that room just going absolutely crazy. And he was right. He was right. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let me see. There are four flags flying at the Capitol in Sacramento. American Stars and Stripes, California Republic, Veterans, and the Pedophile Pride flag. I haven't, is this a picture of it? Well, it shouldn't be. It should just be the American flag and the state of California. That's it. Nothing against maybe on Veterans Day, Memorial Day. Okay. We've gotten a little bit goofy with this flag, situation, which by the way, there is still no resolve at Paso Robles High School over this issue. Again, you simplify things. And if other people may feel insulted, it's too damn bad. This is the United States of America, and this is California. Can I put up a Dodger flag then? Can I put up a Rebel flag? Can I put up whatever flag? But no, we have to add on all these cause flags to show people, you know, whatever they want to show them. I have no idea. I have no idea. All right, let's see here. Has anybody... anybody old enough to remember civil defense? I don't know, exactly. Chris, you had in school, you had the duck roll and cover and stuff, didn't you?
Stop, drop, and roll, you mean?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, for fire safety.
So what about earthquake?
Earthquake was get under your desk and cover your head.
Get under your desk and let the ceiling cave in on you. Okay, I got that. We had the, I don't remember all those names. Then it may be the same thing, but they changed over the year. I'm not 100% sure what the civil defense, old enough to remember. I will say that I am old enough to remember that in garages in the apartment buildings that we lived in when I was a kid, they had the boxes. They had the barrel of water, and they had boxes of crackers. I can remember seeing those, and it said they had the yellow and black signs that said emergency shelters or shelter. And Gosh, I just remember that. And I don't know if anybody else experienced that, or if it was, well, you wouldn't if you lived in a house, but an apartment building, yeah. But I don't know what the civil defense was specifically, if anybody can illuminate us and remind us of what that was. Because I just don't, I don't know. I don't know. Obviously, I've heard of the civil defense, but not quite sure of what, you know, how to compare us to the duck and cover and all those other things. So, all right, you got a couple of minutes left. 238-5775-238-KPRL, or you can, of course, text us at the same thing. Let's see here. I mentioned this morning the day in history. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever read this, but, well, let's go to the phone lines. That's why we're here. Hi, good morning.
I was going to give a thumbs up to all those folks that put on the Templeton 4th of July parade on Saturday. It was fantastic. Everybody was in a great spirited mood. There was even a contractor there just giving out hot dogs and sodas to anybody who walked by. It was really really a kind gesture. There was one question. I don't mean to go negative on the parade, but when a parade starts and the color guard walks by, I always stand up, remove my hat, and stand at attention. I always thought that was customary, and I just, maybe I'm the only one left, or maybe I'm the only one who does it, or maybe I'm just making things up. But
no, you're exactly right. And most from I would say almost every parade I've done, the script will include that.
To rise for the color guard.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, starting off our parade this year is color guard, whatever, whatever. Please stand and remove your caps.
Right. Okay. And I, you know, you and I have been to stadiums where they do the wave. You know, this parade is blocks and blocks long. So I just, people stand up, people sit down, people stand as the color guard passes. So. I don't know. I'm kind of the only one left, and my wife doesn't like me chiming in on things. But I always become the scene in A Few Good Men when the judge walks up, and you hear the part "All rise," and I say that really loud as I get up. My wife says, "Shut up! You're going to cause trouble." Anyway, speaking of my wife, I love her dearly, but when she complains about the weather because she does not like hot weather, I just quite clearly say to her, "We're not moving, and so we're going to deal with the weather."
Well, you can ask her if she'd like to live in Antarctica or in Florida.
Well, we were in Texas for a night a couple of weeks ago, and gas was $3.04. That was very nice, but it wasn't worth how stifling the weather was. It was terrible. We were in Dallas for a night.
Right. And it doesn't cool off.
No, and it's just like, you know, I'd rather pay more for gasoline than replace my air conditioner every 4 years.
All right, by the way, if I'm at a ball game, I'm never standing for the wave.
Neither am I. I don't participate. I watch
I don't do that crap at ball games. I'll stand and sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
No, absolutely. Now they did it like an OHIO. They did something in Cleveland. It was they did some other song that in addition to "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" at the seventh inning stretch. I don't know what it was, but you had a lightning story. I don't know how much time I got left here, but
you
got
20 seconds.
Okay, I was walking into the Indy 500 a few years ago, and everybody was walking out. I said, "What's going on?" He goes, "Lightning strikes." Well, there was a four-hour rain delay to get the race started, and guess what people did for those 4 hours? It was, there were some people couldn't stand for the national anthem, put it that way.
Yeah, the vendors did very well. All right, we're out of time.
All right. Okay, peace. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. City of Paso Robles' 4th of July celebration brought in a record attendance for America's 250th birthday. The city says they estimate about 12,000 to 10,000 residents and visitors gathered at Barney Schwartz Park, up from previous years. No major safety incidents occurred at the event as well. The Grover Beach Police Department said they responded to fewer illegal fireworks calls on the 4th of July than in previous years. The GDP said there were still major incidents in the city, although officers still have to issue 10 citations for illegal fireworks use. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 90s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry, protecting what matters. First up, we'll have nuclear physicist James Walker, and then Greg Haskin, executive director of CoLab. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Stay cool. Make sure the animals are taken care of. All right. Enjoy your day, and remember to continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRO. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.